Buy signals are still record low, and this argue for yet another green week at Nasdaq. But this week will hold a lot of economic numbers starting already on Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday we will know more about inflation. And Wednesday, of course, Fed will have their mumbles. On top of this, we have the Israel conflict, which broke out just before weekend, and that can really break or make the week. Before starting the podcast, I checked the news and I see that Turkey is signaling their stance in this conflict. China is signaling their stance in the conflict. US move a warship closer to Israel. All of this has the potential to go waste. We do not want it to go. That will affect the market, and for sure it's already affecting oil. As you know, oil was moving really well up at some 90s, then fell back to the low 80s, but with the Israel conflict and the potential that the Iran deal will be hurt, oil is again pushing upwards, and I believe oil will be the winner of the week. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. We are heading for week 41. And as I said, during this week, there will be a lot of economic data coming out. And these things, along with the Israel conflict, will make for a volatile week. It will be a trader's week. If you are able to do the things correctly, you should stand to make a lot of money, because I believe during a single day you will easily see 2% move in the index. You just have to be able to time the top and the bottom, and one of the things you can use for this is relative strength index. It is not only for stocks but also for the indexes. Try to use it, it's a super good tool. Most brokers offer a similar tool, showing you when the market is a little hot and when it is not so hot. And when it's really hot, maybe you should start to save some of your profit if you gain some profit, and go in when it's really low. Since most of the inflation numbers are coming by the end of the week, I think that will be the part that really will define the week. I think we will continue maybe on a positive note. As you know, Nasdaq's been up 2 weeks in a row. Last week, Nasdaq ended up 1.6% to 13,431, and I was correct in my prediction for a green week at Nasdaq. Many of you probably have Nasdaq stocks, and many of you probably had losses, and that is because some of the major stocks were pulling up Nasdaq. As I said, the buy signals are still very low. Most of the stock were actually falling last week, but the index went in green, not Dow Jones, because Dow Jones ended down 0.3% last week to 33,408 points, still struggling a bit. Before we get to the buy signals, let's just quickly continue with the economic data, because as I said, there will be a lot of them, and they are all related to inflation. And the main take you can take from this is that I think all numbers will be in the upper part of the estimates. And the reason why I think they will be in the upper part and not in the lower part of the estimation is because over the last few months, oil been moving higher, and this energy is a huge part of all inflationary aspects. And I'm not sure everyone really counted the effect into it. I think the high energy cost will make sure that inflation still is in the upper end. It will start on Wednesday, where you will have the price producer price index showing the cost for producing goods. On Wednesday, you will have the CPI, and that is the main inflation number to follow, consumer price index numbers, expected to go up by 0.3% for the month and year over year, to end at 3.6%, far down from the 8% that it was many months ago, but still above the 2% level for Fed. And while I remember on Wednesday, Fed will have their mumbles, they will tell you a little bit what they think, And as you heard in this podcast over and over again, I think interest rates will go much higher than people expect. And I can already see in Norwegian news that some of the new borrowers have to expect interest rates above 8% for their house mortgages. I don't think this pain is over. I think it will come maybe even harder, even faster again. And that the Israel conflict is just underlying these things. Because when this conflict occurs, for those who are not following too much, what happened is that the Ukraine war caused the oil to go up, and you heard me say buy oil for whatever you have, because it's going to be the super place. Oil was at 20 and everything was indicating that oil should go sky high. Now it's four times higher, up at 85, I think, as we speak, and the oil stocks been doing super good. Anyone been into the oil stocks had such a nice ride, and they are paying high dividends. Now, last week, some argued now oil will have a crash, but I'm not sure about these things, because I think oil will go for a frantic rally, which I've been predicting way too long. Actually, that oil will have a last rally before we should get out of oil stocks. Will this be the case? I don't know. What happened when oil was going up? Biden starting to release US strategic oil reserves, emptying out all oil, trying to flood the market by 1 million barrels per week. To keep prices down, to keep the voters happy, and by doing that, he emptied a huge part of the US oil reserves, and he said, I will refill it much cheaper. That is Biden economics, but so far it hasn't worked. Oil is way above what they were dumping the oil for in average. And now it's in an uptick, and with wars escalating across the globe, geopolitical issues and tension are just rising by the minute. It will at some point become very, very important for US to start to refill the strategic storages, and that should, in my opinion, put a push on oil. Biden did another a few other things. He went into Venezuela. Anyone following Venezuela knows that Venezuela was a party state for a long time because of human rights and a lot of other things they do. But Biden thought, well, we will lift some of the restrictions to get Venezuela back producing oil, even let a few American oil companies get back into business in Venezuela. He also did the same thing with Iran. Not only did he give them $6 billion back, he also lifted a lot and a lot of restrictions, enabling Iran to again start producing oil. And the attempt was to start flood the markets with cheaper oil, pushing prices down, because we know Saudi Arabia and the OPEC Plus countries, they have been cutting their production. And to some degree, it seems like this was working, because Venezuelan oil and Iranian oil was starting to get into the market, holding the prices somewhat okay, and even indicating the possibility of lowering the oil prices. But with the Iranian conflict, the Israel conflict, Iran is pushing Hamas, Palestine with money, weapons, and everything. There is a huge chance that there will be new embargoes for Iran, and the oil traffic from Iran will be reduced again. That will give supply-demand disruption, and it will be on the upside for those betting in oil. That is my thing, and that is also the reason why I think inflation will not go away anytime soon. It will remain high. Hopefully not as high as it was back some time ago, but we already see how prices in restaurants and everywhere is increasing. On top of this, in the United States, you have the UAW strike for the automotive workers, and that will insane salary increase for the workers. Lucky for them, good for them. But that will cause cars in the United States have to be priced higher. And it's a huge topic we can talk long about. I'm very happy that the workers get better salaries, but you have to understand that that will lead to more need for efficiencies in the factories. More people will be replaced by robots, and you do something with the competition, your ability to compete in the market. And on top of this, the increase in cost has to go somewhere. It will not go out of the pocket from GM, etc. It will be pushed onto the consumer. So there is a lot of things saying that the prices in general will just continue upwards, that we are not finished by inflation. And Fed may say some of the things that I'm saying now on Wednesday and crush any party that is in the stock market as it is. And this brings me back to 4 or 5 podcasts ago when I told you there will be some red weeks. And gave the reason for this, that things were turning in the middle of the trend. It's not a good sign. And when it get to the bottom of the trend, I told you, we will have some green weeks. I've been correct, actually. I think I believe 5 weeks in a row exactly how the market will move during the week. Again, we are heading for the middle of the trend. And sadly, I believe it might be again that we will turn, and this time for the much worse. The question is, will it be a green or will it be a red week? Can we do some trades this week? Yes, it will be a volatile week. And I think because the buy signals are so low that it's a good chance that it will be a green week. Looking at the buy signals, we can tell that overall there is only 20% buy signals across all the tickers that we analyze. Nasdaq 14%, New York Stock Exchange 14%. It's very, very low numbers. Every time numbers being this low, I've been telling you it's a very good time to buy. And even Tokyo is super low at 15, and Shenzhen, China is still at 25, same as last week. These numbers are in general very, very low. It is a good buying opportunity. Now it's the thing, and I warn you about these things. When things are this low, it is usually the buying opportunity you are waiting for. At the same time, this is the place where things can go really, really bad, where we can get into a frantic sell-off, and we can have some major meltdown. Doesn't take much during this week to really get into heftier red. Getting the inflation numbers in the bad direction and some more tension in Israel, and that will be the cocktail mix for a true disaster by the end of the week. We can easily speak together and not stop being down more than 5%. May very well happen. This is the classic, typical situation where this thing can happen. At the other end, I will not be surprised if Nasdaq is up, but I don't think it will be up by much. There is still room, in my opinion, to go up to maybe 3% during the week, where we'll again hit all the resistance from the middle of the trend, long-term moving averages, etc., etc., and I think that you will have a natural break there. So you may ask, so what do you think? Will it be a green or will it be a red week? What I think is that several companies will pick up because they haven't been picking up the last 2 weeks. Nasdaq moving slightly green, but mainly because some of the major players, the heavyweights in the index, been moving. I think some of the smaller ones will have a good week. My bet is, and this will just be a bet, that we will have a green week, but I think it will be the last green week for quite some time. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully the price producer index numbers on Wednesday will come in super good. The CPI, consumer price index, on Thursday will come in super good. And on Friday, the import prices will come in very good. If all of these things happen, we can very well head for a good upturn. This is a gambling market. This is where fortunes are made and lost indeed, because this can go both ways. You have to just make up your mind, make your positions, because you can stand to lose a lot if the market goes up and you're out, or if you're in the market go down, you can lose even more. So you can reduce your risk in a few ways, and I mentioned these over and over again. War is the place to be. War industry is doing insane good, and I even read that Denmark is now considering to start producing weapons. Everyone is producing weapons. It seems like all the world just wants war. And when everyone wants it, it's usually how it will go. So my bet is still that war is one place. A war industry, whoever produce items to the war, and remember, it doesn't have to be weapons exactly. It can be food rations, anything. I think that we will just see continuous increase in these stocks. And that is how many became rich during the hard 30s and the later war in the 40s, investing into the companies producing core items for the war industry. So you can look at that, you should look at that, and you should have a part of your portfolio invested in these things, because if markets start to crash, I think some of these will hold up really good and you do not want to lose too much. As we say over and over again in this podcast, increase your profit, reduce your gains. That is how you will move forward, how your portfolio will go even greener, or at least not fall as much, and you stand a chance when markets finally turn for the better part. The other thing I still think will hold up good is oil. We got a little oil shock last week. I am in the Chevron and a few other oil stocks, and of course falling from some 90 to 80 hurt a little bit, but now it seems like they will recoup some of the gains. And for the $1,000 challenge, which we will get into just a few minutes, I will try my bet on another oil stock. Sadly, Tetra Technology Inc. went out last week because it fell under the limit, as I said, $6, and so it went out. It was cut by stop loss. Very stupid of me, maybe not taking the profit, as it was up more than 10%. But as I told you, this is a high gambling portfolio where we take huge chances. But we're still good in profit, and this week I have a new candidate for you. You will know it in a few minutes. First, we have to sum up what do I think will happen in the week ahead of us. Well, I think it will be a very volatile week. All the economic numbers, I think, will come in the upper end, and even the Fed mumbles will be at the upper end. He might probably try to calm the market with some jumbo mumble, following deeper what he says, I think that he will say that he thinks inflation will remain higher and that the pain will have to remain higher. Job numbers keep coming in very good. There will be new job numbers on Thursday, but if you look at the numbers, half of all the jobs created is within the governmental sector, and the debt is increasing at insane pace in US as we speak. This thing cannot continue, and it is just a question when things will have to crumble, because you cannot simply just inflate your economy by printing money. It's been working quite well so far, but eventually it comes to an end, and that end seems to be closer any minute. On top of this, as I said, we are in very bad geopolitical situations. Green week, I expect green week for the week ahead of us. There will be a lot of quarter results coming in. We are heading for the next quarter season. It will start tomorrow with PepsiCo. We'll tell you a little bit about inflation as well. And then some other heavy lifters will be, especially on Friday, where the banks, JP, BlackRock, Wells Fargo, etc., will come with their numbers. But they will usually do good because they just push anything on the end consumer. And lately, they've been enjoying the increasing interest rates, as they just keep strong enough gap between borrowed money and the money they borrow out. So their margins are sky high and has been sky high for a long time. It's a very typical thing when interest rates go up. You as an end consumer, you get it instantly on the same day, even a few minutes after announced. You get a letter from your bank saying that your interest is up by 0.5% or whatever it is. But for the money you have in the bank, the interest rates will not increase. It will take even 1 month, maybe 2 months, before you get a letter from the bank saying that we congratulate you, we are now increasing the interest rates by 0.4%, while the borrowing is at 0.5%. So they make money, and they have been making money for a long time. Will be interesting to see how they will plan their portfolios moving forward. Enough about that. As you know, things may come out of the blue that the Israel conflict took Israel by surprise. Didn't take me by much surprise, because it's always been a volatile territory. And as I warned you, now there is more and more geopolitical issues, and we'll just see them continue popping up. We need someone who can talk the peace argument for the world. And when that happens, that is the time where I finally will go full in again. But as long as the warmongers are ruling, I remains that a huge part of my portfolio is not in the stock market. I was increasing a bit last 2 weeks. I told you I believe it will be good weeks. So I was increasing a little bit, but in general, I still keep a huge part of my portfolio outside the market because it's still way too risky in my opinion, and it's heading for a downturn. And you may ask, so why don't you do the opposite? Why don't you bet for shorting, etc., etc.? I do that from time to time, but in general, you can lose even more money as such. Instead, I put money into where I think they are somewhat secure. I keep a lot of cash at hand because if it happens that market just go on to a frantic sell-off, these are the places where I made most of my money ever, being able to have a little cash when it happens and buy when the panic as it is at the worst. It worked so good during COVID for those who has been with me for 4 years know that when these things happen, I said just buy, because it's an opportunity of a lifetime, or oil hit $20. These are the major opportunities. And you don't even have to be very accurate at the bottom because there is so much upside. So I'm waiting for these things to happen. And you might think that I'm a little negative now. I tend to be on the side, being correct on this for a long time where things are heading. At the same time, things may move upwards. In the stock market, you really do not know. Everything is indicating that we should go for a deeper fall. Again, but who really knows? You just have to take the gamble. And the gamble it is, it's the $1,000 challenge. And for the last few weeks, we've been into Tetra Technologies. We're doing very good, being at the right place at the right time. And then suddenly oil market started to fall and Tetra did the same thing. And if you're still sitting in Tetra and you wonder, is Tetra good? Yes, I believe Tetra will do very good, but we have to follow the rules. And the rules wasn't, as I mentioned in last week's very poorly podcast, made from Turkey, hotel room in Turkey, being on vacation. Sorry for the quality of that one. If it falls under 6, I will go out no matter what. I will take the loss, and the loss I had to take because we bought it. So we took a loss above 2.5% approximately in Tetra Technologies. I was out at 5.98. And for the week ahead of us, I want to invest this money into one new stock. And this will be an even maybe worse gamble, because I think that oil might be on an uptick. I will take the chance of this. So what I should do is go back to Tetra, because Tetra will really have a nice week indeed, in my opinion. But I will try another company which I tried before. This time is Occidental, the Buffen Warrett company, Occidental Petroleum. It is not obvious buy, it's not obvious huge upside, but I think that we can see such strong movements in oil that it can cause Occidental to do very, very well. So I want to do a small gamble into Occidental, see if I can squeeze out something. I think that I will not be gambling as much with the upside as I have done before. Waiting too long, I will try to grab some profit when and if it occurs. I'll try to buy Occidental as cheap as I can today. I will notify you on YouTube when I buy it, the price that I buy it for. Everything will be in the YouTube comment. But Occidental is the one thing I will try this week, and it may go very, both ways, because if things start to settle down in Israel, you know that it doesn't seem that it will keep the high edge that it currently has. Remember, Israel has declared war. And as I said, Turkey has taken their stance. China has taken their stance. They are standing with Palestine. US is currently, but only currently, supporting Israel. Russia, of course, is trying to be in between. But we will see more countries picking their side, and these things can cause things to go really, really sideways. If it happens, I think oil will push hard, and I think it might be a chance that I might be correct for Occidental. The reason why I pick Occidental is has some somewhat good liquidity. We want to be in that. You can, of course, go to Chevron, Exxon, or other companies as well. I think they might be in for a good week. So that will be the $1,000 challenge. We are into 25 minutes. It is time to round up this week's podcast. And as usual, I will do that with a little of and on a personal note. And the personal note is just I got back from holidays early Saturday morning, very early Saturday. I landed back here in Vilnius. When we were leaving Turkey, there was huge queues and huge fuss around people going to Israel. So, of course, I was very curious what all that was about, but now we know what it was. The holiday was indeed relaxing, good weather. And I got back here to Vilnius, and yesterday it was even snowing. We're heading for the cold season. It will be a lot of in time. It will not be so much metal detecting, but I will soon be out with the metal detector again. And if I find something nice, of course, you will be the first to know. Being inside means that there is time to develop more and new products. And if you go to getagraph.com and you follow the auto trader which I'm building, it is having some very good days and some very bad days, but it is again moving. Development is again moving. Interesting to see that it's doing better than the index. That was always the game, and it is in profit despite Nasdaq moving downwards for the last few months when we started. A lot of other things is happening also at stockinvest.us. Remember that the screener is out, allowing you to better scroll and filter for the tickers that you are interested in. More, as I promised you, more information will come how to use the screener. On top of this, several other tools are coming your way, so make sure to check in and see the latest progress. We are working quite much on dividends as we speak. Because dividends in times like this, dividend companies is of course better than most other companies. If the stock falls, some can be compensated by dividend. I hope you enjoyed this 27 minute long podcast, that you give it some likes, even make some comments, and that you will be back next week when I will be back for week 42. I hope indeed the week will be somewhat peaceful, that we soon can head for better times. I really hope that at some point some major leader in the world will be responsible and start talking peace, because right now, as I said, war is the place to be, and it is ethical and moral really bad, but money is made. Money is lost, and right now money is made in the war industry. Next week I will be there. I hope you will be there. Until then, I can only wish you the very best week. Bye.